welcome back to another edition of Let's Go PinTrading.com. Sorry coins, sorry sports cards and comic books, but there's an old player in town. And after all, who needs presidents and quarterbacks and superheroes when you can collect Minnie, Mickey, Pluto, and perhaps Star Wars and Disney princesses? And for what very reason, one of the best ways you can sprinkle a little extra pixie dust on your next Disney vacation is through the magic of Disney pin trading. The hobby, as there is thousands of friends you can meet from different countries and experiences that you can share from pin trading. So sit back and enjoy this edition of Let's Go Pin Trading.com. Hi, and welcome back to another edition of Let's Go Pin Trading Podcast. My name is Mark.
And I'm Rita.
How you been, Rita?
I'm good.
Me too. And we just got back from a good time pin trading this past weekend. And what did we do?
Well, we met some new pin friends.
Yes, we did. Always. Love that.
And we also found some really cool pins.
Yes, we did. And let's talk about some pins. That's what it's all about. And remember the new May pins, if you haven't seen them yet, we did post them on the website.
Yes.
I think we posted them back in April, it was. Yeah. They were coming up, but we want to talk about them because we've been looking for them. There was a cool X-Wing that I was looking for. I saw it hanging on the shelf. I need to grab that one. Actually, I'm trying to pin trade for it now as we speak. Got a friend that's got it, and I found their pin, and guess what? I'm going to get that X-Wing pin and save myself $15.99.
So
yes,
funny.
I am.
Well, they have some really cool pins out this month. When we went down this past weekend, I was looking for the Mother's Day pin because I kind of collect those every year when we go down there with the kids and stuff.
And I actually confused that on us, didn't I?
Yeah, you did a little bit. But needless to say, the Mother's Day pin when we went down Saturday was already sold out.
Yeah, and that was cool. It dealt with Hercules.
Yeah.
That was a cute pin. And it was more limited to like 5,000. I got it confused with the teacup, Shanghai or Hong Kong's.
Yeah, you thought it was Chip and Mrs. Potts.
Yeah, because the cast.
And I really wish that's what it was, but
they always got the. You know, I say this all the time.
They got the coolest pins.
They got the coolest pins and the coolest artists. But the cast member was looking at me like I was crazy. No, the teapot. Don't you know what I'm talking about? No, but we got the Hercules one. Okay, we'll take that one then.
And then she told us it was sold out.
Oh my gosh.
But they do have some cool pins that came out this month. They had a cool one for Cinco de Mayo that was released on May 3rd.
Yes.
A cool one for Nurses Day, the Mother's Day, and then, of course, last week was Teacher's Appreciation Week, and they had a cool pin out for that.
Yes, they used the wizard there. Yeah, and they got a new coffee cup out.
Yeah, and this month it's tea.
Or lattes, I'm sorry. Got Starbucks around here.
Well, this month the latte is tink. But I think it's really cool because it actually has, like, Peter Pan's hat sitting on it.
You know, I should have asked Hayes if he's got that pin.
Oh, I never thought about that.
Because we found him the other one, that hat one. I left it in the car and forgot about it. Oh, my God, I felt so bad.
An accident.
I know. And then a new donut shop coming out on around the 17th. They're going to drop it.
That's this weekend.
Yeah, that's the ones
and
with the hinge.
And it's Goofy.
Yep, Goofy. Because right now they got Minnie, Mickey, Stitch, and Donald. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the newest one. I'm actually looking forward in from May, the end of May, the new Father's Day one.
Yeah, that one's really cool.
Yes, with the tramp, which is really cool, and his son there, that was really cool. Yeah. And that's limited to like 4,000 of them, which is cool. The Ratatouille lunchbox, it's going to look kind of cool looking too.
Yeah, because they've been doing these lunchboxes each month. This one looks pretty cool for Ratatouille.
Cause they're
the knives and stuff coming at him.
Because they're supposed to be making that new ride. I think it's in Paris, the new Ratatouille. It's one of the resorts. I have to double check which one it is. They're doing a Ratatouille ride there. And speaking of rides real quick, if everyone hasn't noticed, at Epcot, off to the side of the bank, they got the tower up. You know what ride that's going to be?
Isn't it the Guardians of the Galaxy?
And it's going to be a roller coaster. Is that not cool?
Yeah, I can't wait for that. Our son's looking forward to that.
I know. At one time, I thought it was going to go in the Ellen DeGeneres ride that's over there.
Well, that's what they talked about.
Yeah, but it's cool. The first tower part's up, going up.
And also this month, releasing is, because, you know, graduation's coming up, you know, for high school and college and stuff. And I really like this pin compared to some of the other pins that they've had out for graduation in the past years. This one says, what is it? It's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. And it's like the It's like the cap that you get for graduation with the Mickey ears on it. And it says graduation 2018. It's a really cool pin. And from when we seen it this past weekend, I think it's really cool because of the tassel. It's actually like a tassel.
Yeah, I think that's cool. Like when you're on your hat.
Yeah.
Then you get the little graduation, little paperwork that comes with it.
Like your diploma.
I know Lindy's going to like that new Disney Vacation Club on there with Stitch.
Yeah.
That's great. That looks pretty cool, too. It's got like a Hawaiian background kick in there. I like that a lot.
But you know about the Disney Vacation, I have to say, I wish, you know, we're annual members. I know we're not Disney Vacation Club because we live here. But sometimes I wish, like, their purses, their Doonies and stuff, sometimes I wish we could get them as annual members.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
You know, without having to have the Vacation Club membership card.
Now, I know Disneyland in California, they're going to have a Car 4 set, a Nemo set that they're going to offer also. So you're going to have some cool pins dropping there you got to keep your eye out for, which is going to be cool. You never know. They can just, you know, drop at our park, drop at their park. Just got to keep an eye out. Just keep those feet to the ground and keep on pin trading is the biggest thing there.
Yeah.
But there's some beautiful pins coming out there. So don't forget
some
about the
other
new
pins that we've seen that we haven't personally, we've heard about them, but we haven't personally been able to find them. It's the new pins out at Target.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's exactly.
Because they have the new, what is it, 3 pins on a card at Target, mm-hmm. and it's to celebrate Mickey's 90th anniversary.
Yeah, and they're cool. It's like 3 on a card. There's 3 sets, 3 on a card. Now, we've heard about it. I found some pictures. We went down to our Target. Haven't seen them. I talked to one of the
associates
that worked there. He tried to use a SKU to look it up. We couldn't get one to find out, but we're going to keep checking back every week. But for $8 for 3 pins, that's a pretty good value there for it. Which I liked a lot. But, gosh, what else did we have to go on? Oh, one thing I missed. Oh, if you guys didn't see it. The May the 4th pin.
Yes.
It's got
and I feel so bad because I thought you ordered it when I ordered my new Doonie.
Because I knew it would sell out. And sure enough, it did the same night. But it's got R2-D2 on it. We got a picture posted of it. And when you move it around, it looks like for the movie Star Wars, where Princess Leia was talking, Obi-Wan, come over and eat you, Obi-Wan. And it's really, really cool pin. And it was only like $16.99.
If anyone has an extra one, PM us on Facebook.
Oh, yes. We will try to find what you need to pin trade. Some other cool pins of the new Return of the Jedi 35th anniversary pins are coming out. We posted those up there, mm-hmm. Which can be really, really cool.
And don't forget the new Hidden Mickeys that's just been released. And I have to say, for these new Hidden Mickeys, they're actually really cool. But we haven't really been able to find any in the parks.
Not yet. We have, the only ones we found so far was Baymax on the surfboard.
Uh-huh.
The cookie pan from the kitchen set, right?
Correct. And a couple of the Epcot pins.
Yeah, Epcot.
We found none of the Stitch, and we found none of the animals.
Not yet. We haven't seen them out there yet, but we're going to keep looking and keep posting them as we find them also. That's the key thing about it. So, you know, once again, keep those feet to the ground and keep on pin trading throughout there.
Yeah. And some other news and stuff is, don't forget this weekend at, what is it, Hollywood Studios for annual pass members. They have a new magnet. If you collect the different magnets that they have out, like we went and got both of them for the Flower and Garden Festival. We got the green one of Mickey and the purple one of Minnie Mouse. And then now they're doing one of Donald Duck. And I haven't seen a magnet with Donald Duck on it. Right. I've always seen Mickey or Minnie or Mickey and Minnie.
Yeah, with Christmas. Now, one thing we had pin traders always ask is, you know, the lines are long, Mark. It was forever. And like every time we do it,
we always go later in the evening.
It's almost like walk up. It really is the later you wait. Because the last one we got, they were open, the park was open until 9, so they kept it open until 9 there at Epcot. So we're going to try to go down this weekend. I don't know where it's located at. We haven't got no information on that. But when we find it, we'll let you know where it's located.
Post it on Facebook.
Yeah.
So y'all know where to go to get yours.
Yeah, definitely. So it's going to be a cool looking magnet. When I saw it, I thought it was really, really cool. Another crazy thing, which is in between pins, I don't know if you caught wind of it, I know we did, was the Maleficent dragon catching on fire the other day.
Last week, yeah.
Is that wild or what?
And we were talking to cast member friends about what do you do when that happens, or what did y'all do?
Yeah, I thought maybe they said that when if the ride breaks down, they have to leave them there because they don't go in reverse until they can get it towed off later. But luckily, no one was hurt, no injuries.
And they said that where the neck part comes, where it moves, that there was a little teeny tiny leak or something.
Yeah, possibly. They were thinking about.
Is what they think happened.
But they'll just pull it from the parade and keep the parade
until they
going.
Fix it.
Yeah, which is cool. So you'll still get the parade even if you go down there.
You just won't see Melissa Finn at the end.
Yeah. I was kind of hoping they like keep backups or something.
Yeah.
Which is really, really cool.
So some other big things that have happened over the past couple of weeks. Well, go ahead and talk about your pin first.
Oh, yeah. Definitely another good pin. She saw it because I pulled it right there, stuck it right in front of her. It was a cool Star Wars pin. And I love my Star Wars pins. We were down at the Magic Kingdom, pin trading. We met some friends, and we all started walking together. And we walked in, and I saw it on the shelf. I saw a black box, and I saw Star Wars in gold on it. And I thought for a minute, oh, is that an old one? But she opened it up, and it was a new one. And the first thing I thought was, it's in a black box. Call the bank. Got to get a loan. Got to extend my credit limit. But for $34.99, it's there. It's a stormtrooper from the new Solo movie coming out. Yeah, he's holding his rifle up in the air. He's got a cape. And like I've always said, I think when you wear a cape, you're bad. You're like Superman, Batman. I love a cape on a stormtrooper. But this thing was like, well, go check it out on our YouTube. We talked about it. I did some pictures. Go check it out. Let's Go Pin Trade on YouTube. But it's a really, really cool pin if you haven't seen it. I've seen it on eBay. People's already got it jacked up. But it's still out. I know it was limited to 2,000, but they had them there at the trading. They're at the Magic Kingdom. So go check it out. It's like 4.5 inches by 4.5 inches. Oh my gosh, it's really, really shiny. It's layered. Oh, my mouth's getting watery. I already talked about this bit.
Oh my goodness.
I gotta stop.
Okay, well, in other news that's come out this week, we got our new Disney Reward Insider for summer 2018.
Yes, we posted at the top of the website.
Yes. And in this new Disney Insider, just so y'all know, if y'all don't have a Chase card or you're not a member of Chase, that's how we get this particular issue. Comes out, what, spring, summer, winter, fall?
And the cool thing about it is, remember, Chase and Walt Disney are linked up.
Yeah.
So Chase and them do a lot of special things. For instance, if you're at Hollywood Studios and you see like a picture of Darth Vader in the galactic back area there, you can actually get a private photo with whoever's
back there.
That's right, instead of waiting in the 2-hour line, you can show your Chase card. And I've always gave people tips how to get that Chase card, which is really, really cool, and they love it.
We don't need to go into that now.
I know.
But anyway, in this issue, it's really cool. It talks about everything going on this summer. Like, it has a whole 2-page issue on the new Solo movie that comes out next weekend.
And the cool new animation coming out.
Yes, and then it's got the whole rest of the book is pretty much about Toy Story Land that's opening.
But check out that section about the Incredibles 2. That's really, really cool.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I love it. And the other...
We also had the passholder monitor came in the mail.
Yes. Now, we do, like I say, they're at the top of the website. They're in a PDF form, so if you're on your cell phone at work and you want to sneak it and read something cool or check out the latest...
We're at lunch.
Yes, it's got some cool stuff, or you're on your computer, but it talks about the Incredibles, the dance party. They're going to be out more, especially with the movie coming here shortly. Talks once again about the Toy Story Lunchbox, Woody's Lunchbox Restaurant. It's got a calendar event with things that are coming up, which is really, really cool. So check it out. You can kind of plan your vacation, or like say if you're an annual member, run down there. I know they got this new little Woody and...
Jesse,
hinge pin that's going to be coming out. We got to keep our eye out for that. So check it out. There's some great information in there that you can find out what's going on. And like I said, we posted.
And sometimes they put like recipes and stuff in there.
Yeah.
I know, like at Christmas time, they had like a different thing for like Christmas cookies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really cool.
Definitely. So check it out. It's at the top of the website. It's there for you to read. We try to do our best to post the most current one every time. And there are some back issues on there, so if you want to kind of go back and check out some of the other ones that were posted in the past. You get a feel what the magazine's about, which is really, really cool.
Okay, and then in other news, there was like several new Doonies that just came out.
Oh, do we got to talk about those? People want to talk about pins.
Okay, well, for the 20th anniversary of Animal Kingdom, they just had the new Animal Kingdom bags that just came out.
That's a really
and
beautiful
bag.
And
those are really cute, I have to say.
It is.
I actually went down there, and we were at Animal Kingdom. We weren't there for the opening. We went down the following weekend. There was three bags that were released for this, for the 20th anniversary. The toe bag completely sold out the first weekend. And then all they had was the crossbody and the mini Barlow left. But I got the mini Barlow.
We went into the first store, and they only had like three in the cast members. So that's all we got left.
Well, so, she didn't tell us that's all. We thought that's all the park had left.
I think we all misunderstood what we were saying or asking them and then what they were telling us.
Because we went to another store, and they had, what did the...
In the African section back there, Safari or the giant store.
Yeah, in Africa, they had...
wall of them.
Right, but he said that's all they had, and then he had a few left in the back, and that was it. That he was actually getting ready to bring out to stock up. So he said, the manager at that store said that they had like 2 to 3 dozen left, and that was it. And once they're gone, they're gone.
And then they had that cool giant Tree of Life pin, which was a limited edition.
Oh, God,
also.
That was beautiful.
That thing was huge. One is like 6 inches.
Huge.
But we need to get that posted up
there. Yeah, we need.
And it's still for sale.
I thought we did.
And I can't remember, but I know it was like $80, $79.99
or
$80.99.
Yeah, it was really cool though. I mean, for the size of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was
in
as
nice
big as
box.
Our hand.
It had like a glass type, window type deal in the box, which is really, really cool.
Which is really cool.
So I like that one. But
so
leading,
while we were down there.
But hold on. Leaving because you were, she had to get, she had to get her Starbucks. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so I was in Starbucks. I had just purchased the purse and we were walking around and stuff. And the girl was talking to, actually it was kind of funny because Mark thought we were talking about Doonies. And we were actually talking about the new Starbucks cups, mugs, coffee mugs, because I have the collection of them from the four parks and Downtown Disney and everything from 2 years ago when they came out.
Yes.
Like we went to every park and bought each one. Well, now they're redoing them because they're basically redoing all the parks.
Yeah.
So the girl and I were talking behind the counter, my barista and myself were talking about the Starbucks cups. Mark thought we were talking about Doonies, of course. So then she mentions to me that a new Doonie was being released, and she thought it was being released that day at Downtown Disney.
And there's been nothing on the internet.
Nothing, nowhere.
Nothing. It's been like,
even our cast member friends didn't say anything to us that know that I collect Doonies.
Yeah.
And we had just ran into them at the Magic Kingdom. So, long story short, the new Cinderella was released.
Beautiful purse.
And, of course, Mark is a little upset with me because he helped me stay up all night to get it.
Yes.
And it was released on the app and shopdisney.com on May 4th. And I purchased the purse and forgot about purchasing his pin.
And that's how my May the 4th pin fell through the cracks.
So it's my fault.
Even though I stayed up midnight the first night thinking, okay, it's going to drop because that's what we're informed.
Yes.
But we did not know. That's not the way it works. So you might want to let them know how that works. So you don't stay up at midnight like me helping someone get their purse. That don't help me get my pin.
Okay, so enough. So anyway, I bought you the other one to make up for it. So anyway, when a purse is released at the park, if it's released only at the park and not on any of the apps or shopdisney.com, 24 hours later, that's when it hits the park app, the Shop Disney park app, and also when it hits shopdisney.com.
But remember one more thing.
Midnight. Is the 24 hours or midnight is California, which is 3 o'clock in the morning, not Florida's time zone.
So once again, knowing that I knew that 4th of July pin or May the 4th pin was out there, I stayed up, recorded the hockey game out, stayed up to 3 o'clock in the morning, drunk, you know, the cheap coffee out of the coffee maker, went in there and woke up, Rita, wake up, Rita, you know, she's doing her yawning and stretching out, looking for a checkbook and a credit card. Guess what?
Couldn't get it.
Oh, I know, ain't that crazy?
I have to tell you, I could not get the purse. I think it was, 5:36 o'clock in the morning when I was finally able to get online and get the purse.
Yeah. But we got that purse.
We did. It came in the mail on Friday. And you can go to our YouTube channel. I just did a big review on it last night.
Yeah, beautiful purse.
So you can go there. Did a big review on it. It's also on my duty page at the top of our website at letsgopintrading.com. Mm-hmm. So you can check it out there. Another purse that was actually... Again, I don't know what they're doing. They just won't tell us or give any information about purses being released here lately. But another pin or purse that was released actually yesterday is the new Mickey Mouse Americana for 2018.
And the cool thing about that is they're actually doing pins too. We saw them.
Yeah, we've seen the pins. And I have to tell you, the pins are very, very similar to this Dooney.
We saw those at the Christmas store.
Yes.
At the Magic Kingdom, right across from the President's
Hall. Well, they
had
a couple of them in the...
Emporium.
The Trading Post.
Yeah.
When we were in there. But this Dooney, if you are a Dooney collector, the toad looks like the American flag.
It does. It's really got big old Mickey on it.
It's red and white stripes like the American flag with the blue stars. And Mickey is... It's a whole body figure of Mickey that's blue.
It's the dye board.
And I have to tell you, it's not, this is not coated cotton or anything like that. This is actually soft cotton fabric. It's not nylon or anything. This is actually cotton.
It's interesting how they snuck all those and drop them out there at the same time.
Yeah.
But I like it, so it's good. But the pins are really nice. There's some four-set pins. There's some single pins
right.
on the 4th of July. And I don't really see a lot of 4th of July's that many at one time. I see like one or two.
I mean, because in the past, some of the 4th of July pins we have, you know, over here on our boards from like last year and the year before, they're only just, you know, Mickey and he's red, white, blue.
Yeah.
These you know have all different designs. But these designs. Are really cool.
It's like they're doing all those four-pack flare sets.
Yeah.
You know, you got the Mickey,
you got the Minnie,
Alice, Mermaid,
Snow White, Cinderella.
Yeah. They're like $24.99 for four of them, but they're really, really cool in those cards. I like those. And we picked up a couple so far. We're starting to see them out there being traded around, which is cool. We hope to finish those sets. But check those pins out too, which we like. For that
and
purse.
Also, just on a separate note, some of the clothing and stuff that I've already seen that they have out at the parks for 4th of July.
Yes.
They're really cool.
They really are. The shirts.
The
really
shirt nice. And the hat. I told you I wanted.
I saw
it said
that one.
Peace, Love, Mickey.
Yeah, it was really cool.
It was really cool.
In fact, I was talking to somebody about some pins, and as soon as you grabbed it off the shelf, she walked away from it and said, where's that at? And she saw it, and you all started talking about those shirts. So that's pretty interesting to walk away from pins to go talk about some clothing. They're really nice,
that was really nice. And that was a cast member that worked in the store.
Yeah, it was really, really cool.
Another thing that we're going to do on this podcast is something we've been telling you we're going to start doing, and we've just decided we're going to do it starting now, is we're going to answer in a podcast some of our frequently asked questions we get when we're at the parks.
Yes.
And today we decided to do, how do we get all of our pins? That's one of the number one questions we get besides how much does your vest weigh, that we get all the time. And
because people always tell us, you guys must be experienced. You guys are you're pros at
you're
this.
You're master pin traders and stuff like that.
And it's not that we are. It's how you display your pins.
And not only that, but it's, I always call it network. How we network. You know, just like in business, you know, I'm an office manager. Just like in business and stuff, you know, I have to network all day long. And, you know, part of pin trading is networking because you meet new friends and... You know, everything.
Yeah.
Right?
But we'll kind of break it down a little bit. One of the times that we like to go is when there's large crowds. Holidays is one of the biggest things. I know it's busy, but remember, when you have more people, there's more pins.
Right.
Is what we try to tell folks. If you can come, but you got to plan on maybe not getting some rides in.
Right.
So find some alternatives.
Or make sure if you know you're going, like we always go July 4th.
Yeah.
It's one of the big things. we normally don't go, you know, August, September, you know, we'll take the kids right before school starts back. But, you know, we normally, you know, with work and everything else, both of us work in construction. It's just very busy for us that time of year. So we normally don't go then, but July 4th, Christmas,
Halloween.
Oh, what was the Easter?
Yes.
We go Easter that weekend.
Especially around Epcot when they do the Easter maps you can get around.
Yeah.
So crowds are good, but just remember, it's going to be busy. It's going to be a little heavier, but there's more opportunities to think. And if you plan ahead,
you can always book your fast passes.
Yeah.
Way in advance. Because what is it? You can book your fast passes now, what, 90 days in advance?
I believe it is. But, you know, and if we happen to take the kids with us, there are other alternatives for them. We have the sorcerer trading card, things that they can play.
They like pin trading, too.
Yeah, so, but if it's you and your significant other or just yourself, plan on times like this. The more masses, the more pins.
Yeah.
Another thing is walk slow. Don't be in a rush.
And walk, like, we always walk, like, when we're walking in Main Street, unless they have it closed off for parades or something, we always walk down the center.
Yeah.
Until they tell us, get to the sidewalks. But, you know, I mean, because we're seen. People can see us.
Yeah, and that's what leads to that is, yes, we wear vests and it has pins front and back. And yes, ours is unique. You're all Eeyore and I'm all Star Wars.
Correct.
But once again, when we first started, I didn't go pin trading. I didn't have no pins other than my Star Wars that were safely in their boxes, safely in their packages, in a nice dark area where no sunlight can get to it. But you know, when I met you, you had your pin trading bag.
I had a little teeny tiny one.
Yes.
Well,
how many
pins? Only, what, 25 pins?
Yeah.
At most.
Had a couple lanyards. You and your boys loved doing that, you know, to what it was. And then when we met, I loved collecting Star Wars. So I'm out running, digging in trash cans, tackling people to get Star Wars. And I remember when we first went out, what did we finish first? Silhouettes.
Right, you collected the whole Disney Winnie the Pooh 100 Acre silhouette set for me in one weekend.
Yeah, and that's
actually
what,
one day,
and that's what got me into it. I went the whole day on a mission. I'm gonna try this. Got lucky, or maybe it's just the timing of the pins, you know, to get down there and find it, and that led to me. Oh, I need to wear a lanyard because maybe I can find my Star Wars pins now.
Right.
So I had the one little lanyard. Put some pins on it, kept going and going, and then we did the two lanyards.
And then I made us the big 2-inch, 3-inch lanyards.
Yeah, did that, and then we moved up to 2 2-inch lanyards. And once you start choking yourself, you know, you got to come up with a new idea, something.
And that's
new.
When we decided to do the vest.
Yeah, we never seen it, never noticed anything. We did the vest. You know, we started out until we finally got enough pins. You know, we had them on the front. Then we moved them to the back, and we just kept getting it bigger and bigger, and now we're at. But the thing about to lead back to walking slow was, we wear something to make yourself noticeable.
Right.
And even if you're just wearing a lanyard, because I pass people all the time, or they'll walk up to us with their bag, and they'll go, well, do you pin trade? And I said, yes, we do pin trade. But I always tell them, when they ask us this question, the first thing I say is, where's your pin?
Right.
They're in my bag. Well, I walked right past you, and you'd have nothing on for me to stop you.
Right.
And I tell them, wear a lanyard, even if you put one pin.
Or actually two, so you can kind of balance the lanyard out.
Yeah, so it's going to wobble as you're walking. But that's the thing, being noticeable so that another pin trader will see you is the key thing. And so that's one of the biggest things that you gotta do. Wear it, get it out there. I don't know. I've seen people with backpacks and they put their pins on their backpacks.
Right, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, we'll walk up behind them. Hey, they got pins on. Let's go talk to them. Stop them real quick. But
another thing that we always get asked and stuff is, or I have to say, not so much that we get asked, but when kids walk up to us and parents are like standing behind them, and they kind of tell them, you know, they don't trade.
Yes. Stop that. People think that you can only trade
with cast members.
That's right. And that's a
myth.
And
it's not true.
Yes. Walk up to anybody. And to lead up to that so we don't get away, because there's some great information with that, is most people say, well, I don't know. I'm nervous or scared or it's a stranger. Remember, you're at Disney. Everyone wants to do something. Right. They want to meet somebody new, do something new. So a few things that I do as I'm walking around, I'll look at somebody that has pins on.
And I'll smile.
Yes. And they'll smile back. And guess what? You just broke the ice to walk up and
start talking.
Yes. Or, you know.
A good line that we like to use is, I wouldn't say a good line, but something that we use often when we pin trade is to tell them, you know.
I always walk up. I know where you're going at. I use my line. Hey, you didn't get all the good ones, did you?
Right. Or did you find any good pins today?
Yes. Just like that.
Yeah, just like that.
It's an icebreaker.
You know, some of the kids and stuff, if they're like running around and you see that they have pins on or something and maybe they want a pin trade or they're running around us with our vests and stuff on, I always say, can I just look at your pins? I love looking at other people's pins.
Yes, and that breaks the ice. And that's what leads back again to like kids. Because I know some adults, and I know when I first started,
right,
you don't want to feel the pressure. Because when you see someone's like a child's pin, and you know they might have some generic ones that you've already got, or maybe you're trying to get, you don't know what to do.
Right.
But I always keep a bunch in my pocket, a bunch of generic ones. So when a child walks up to you and says, do you pin trade? Yes, we do. I don't trade what's on me because they're all locked on me. But guess what? Don't run away. I pull out a bunch and show them. Here's some of the pin trade. And now you don't feel pressured to have to say no. And the parent's looking at you or you're looking at the parent.
Right.
You know, it's. But with that, they can go through them in your hand. They got a big smile going on.
Right.
And it's no
And they get to pick out what they want.
Yes.
You know, like whatever we have in our hand at the time. But I mean, there's always something that we have in our pocket or in our hand, or I pull out of my purse that they want.
Yeah.
They're interested in.
Yeah. And I don't have to look at theirs and go, okay, which one do I want? You know, which one do I
always kind of just let them pick. Which one do you?
Yeah.
What do you want to trade today?
And I always mess with them. Which ones you keep? Which ones you don't want to give away?
Right.
Yeah.
So that way you know.
And it makes it funner. So keep a bunch in your pocket that you just pull out in hand. Another cool thing about that, when you keep them in your pocket, remember the cast member. Here's another one for you. Because you walk up the cast members, and you walk up to them, you look at their lanyard, and you walk away. You know, cast members are just like you and me. They want to talk. They're there for 8 hours or 12 hours a day.
Right.
So when we walk up, we look at their pins, say, how you doing? And I go, hey, I'd like to get that pin. Or I always say, can I admire your pins?
Right.
And they go, sure, sure. But the thing is, I'll say, yeah, I like that one. But you know what I do? I go to my pocket, break out a bunch, hand it to them, and they always say the same thing.
Oh, I get to pick?
Yeah, it's like their eyes get big, like it's a whole different world for them.
Yeah.
Like, I get an option now, and I let them pick out a pin.
Right.
And the cool thing about that is every time, it seems like they, oh, wait a minute, hold on, let me show you these pins that I got right here.
Yeah, like sometimes they haven't even put them on their lanyard tag because they're busy.
Yeah.
Or, you know, sometimes even, you know, we have a few of them that keep, especially when they know we're coming to the parks and stuff, they keep their personal pins like in their pocket, which are, I wouldn't say better pins, but, you know, they're
ones
more
we
pins
want.
That we want.
Yeah.
Because they know we're coming down and stuff. And, you know, we'll tell them, you know,
let them
we'll
know.
Even break out. You know, if they pull out special pins out of their pocket, we'll break out
a special pin
for them.
And not only that, if we know we're coming down and we've met them several times, I've already looked for pins for them.
Right, we know what they're looking for.
Yeah, and I bring them there.
Like
pins.
Hayes does Tink.
Yeah, we look for Tink for him.
Or Brittany did Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah,
right.
Just different cast members. Get to meet them. It makes them feel special, too. Not just, you know, walk up and look at their pin and move on. I don't know. It becomes more personal and they remember you. Because
right.
We do make 2 and 3 rounds if we stay there. And when you come around the second time, hey, can I introduce you to another cast member friend of mine? I told them about your Star Wars or I told them about your Eeyore.
Right.
And guess what? Oh, I found this. Or Mark, I held this thinking you were coming back. You know?
They know most of the time. Well, I mean, if we know them and we've, you know, like Hayes, I mean, when we get to the park, we'll go find him, say hello. When we leave the park, we'll tell him we're leaving and, you know, did you find anything good before we leave? Or, hey, we found this for you, you know, before we leave. Or, I mean, something like that. We always kind of do both of them at the same time.
Yeah, but like I say, take a second to talk to them. Ask them how their day was. What's going on? Do you know where some good pins at today? Have you
right.
seen some good pins?
Right.
You, it just goes a long way of making them feel comfortable also.
Right.
And once again, I tell everybody I believe in karma. When me and Rita go down there, I couldn't tell you how many pins we just give away
to, right, kids,
to adults. I see people walking around that just walk up to us. I had a family, we were getting, I was getting a tea and a water at the new, the Western restaurant. Now they sell all like Mexican food there.
Oh, Pico Bills.
Yeah. And they walked up behind us, barely could speak English. They were Latino. And I understood enough. And they talked about it, and we talked the best that we could. And I give the kids two pins. The mom was so appreciative. I mean, even if you ever go to Let's Go or Facebook and you look at some of the reviews, just as some of the things that people say, that how it made their day, it made their child's day. You know, when an adult tells you, "Mark, you really made my trip fun. We learned a lot. We learned something new that doesn't cost much. And my kids like it," versus standing in a 3-hour wait line.
And they have nothing to do.
Yeah.
They're bored.
I mean,
but now with pin trading and stuff like that, you know, while they're standing there in a 3-hour line waiting to, you know, ride Peter Pan or, you know, whatever, they have something to do because as people walk by them and stuff, they can pin trade with them.
Yeah, as you're standing there, because you're going up and down the lines, and most people are wearing a lanyard or two.
Or not even that, but, you know, when the cast members walk by you and, you know, I know certain areas they can't wear pins, but, you know, most of the time, each section has people with pins on them.
Yeah. And once again, be patient when you're out pin trading.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people. You're trying to meet people. Because I know when we stop and some of our friends, we get a big crowd. And then everyone's talking. We met David Grawder last month. Him and his son never pin trade. You'll be surprised who you've met. We met Jason Garrett, the coach for the Cowboys. Didn't know that was the funniest thing. Didn't know what pin trading was. He wanted our pitcher.
Right.
I wanted his pitcher.
Of course.
So it's just a matter of being patient, keeping your eyes open, look in every direction, see who's walking. Look at cast members that are cleaning the park, picking up stuff. They wear them. Day we met, older fella there, older cast member. He had some cool pins on him. We got one off of him. As you're walking by the Disney Vacation Sanctions.
Check them.
They got pins. You'll be sometimes the
and don't. One of the things I have to say, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, but talking about the different people and places to check for pins and stuff, you know, don't forget, we're still working on the other parks, but we do have the kingdom completed. Don't forget at the top of our website, you can click on the map.
Yes.
And it takes you through the Magic Kingdom from the time you get it out of your car to the time you get it off the tram to the stores, you know,
yep.
Mickey and I can't remember the other one's name, but anyway, right there at the trams.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the monorail, when you get off the monorail.
The kiosks.
Train store. You know, and even the guys and stuff that do the, what do they call them? Mine just went dead. The monorail and the boat and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised where we've met a lot of cast members. Because not only do, you know, we, you know, annual members and people just coming in and out of the park, but we've met a lot of cast members leaving the park as we're leaving late at night or when we get there first thing in the morning and they're headed to the park to, you know, clock in to go to work or, you know, on the boat if the monorail is busy and we take the boat. I mean, we've met a lot of cast members that way that, you know, they come up to us, you know,
Did you do any good today,
pin trading?
Yeah.
Or, you know, they'll just stop and talk to us, you know, and I mean, honestly, that we just tell them what we do and we talk to them and then all of a sudden we have a new like on our Facebook page and we have a good friend that now is friends with us on Facebook and, you know, then we go to, we know what they like, they know what we like, and we pin trade with them.
And talking about Facebook, we were joking about it the other day. I was talking to a lady and I said, "Well, how many friends do you have on Facebook?" She says, "Well, I have a lot of friends." I said, "Well, no. How many acquaintances number do you have on Facebook? How many friends do you actually communicate?" Because we're part of a Star Wars community too, and we talk with other Star Wars friends. You know, I might have, I don't know, couple, you know, but most of mine I actually communicate with. So when you meet these other families or cast members that pin trade, you have something in common. Become friends with them on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. true friend that you can trade pins through the mail, know when you're coming.
Right.
There is another avenue to pin trade.
Correct.
Because I tell people, too, once you get all your pins together, post them with other friends so they'll see it. You can mail trade while not even going to the park. Cost of a stamp. I couldn't tell how many pins we got from overseas from friends that we met.
Right.
That went back home.
She's actually PM'd me the other day. What's her name? Sue?
Mm-hmm.
And said they're getting ready to come back to the parks. You know, they always come every summer. So she said, like, July, August, she'll be back down here.
So, I mean, there's opportunities there. But once again, be patient and take pins. You know, get you a bunch of pins off of eBay. I know I hear where I love listening to other podcasts. You know, that's how I get my information, just like the next person does. It's all networking. You know, I listen to a podcast where they say these pins are fake or those are real. Remember, yeah, you're going to get, all the pins that we buy off eBay, gosh, maybe one, two, literally, that were fake.
In 6 years that we've done this together.
It's such a small percentage. Buy those pins. Go out and pin trade them. That's what they're there for. You need those.
Right.
Save you some money so that you can buy those more elegant pins that you want to add to your collection.
Right.
And that's what it's about. I mean, just some of the simplest stuff. I see people buy a bottle of water, and I say, you know, and I see a lanyard. You know something? How many bottles of water is your family getting here? $15? Is five of y'all? $3? Get a cup of ice water that's bigger than the bottled water. It's still filtered through their system. That's $15 that now you can walk up and go by that special pin that you want.
Your kid wanted.
Yeah. You know, just something small like that. But that's just some of the things that we do in being patient. But you gotta do something, because I've started seeing more people have like a vest.
Right,
you
know, something.
And they put some pins on there. Yes, we make ours unique. It's all Star Wars. You make yours unique. I met a friend, he does all Donald Duck.
Right.
Looks great. That older couple that does the Chip and Dale.
They're so funny.
The lady that we met at Animal Kingdom, all Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
So
that was a good conversation with
you. Yeah, you Eeyored her poo. I just walked off. But doing something unique. A backpack. Even if you put a shirt on, put some pins on it. Get you some little military luck. Go down to like a surplus military store. You can buy little pin bags for like a nickel a piece. Get you a little hot glue. You know, it'll stay there all day long. And then put your trainers in your pocket. But remember, just, you gotta break the ice. Wave at them. Nod your head up. You know, come up with some kind of crazy slogan like I do. You didn't get all the good ones. Did you leave some good ones? And they turn around and look at you and go, oh my God, who are you people?
Right.
Well, you know, I'm Mark and you're Rita. You know, and that's how we do their thing, how we do our thing. We hope that brought a little insight on that. If you ever have a question or something that gets you, you're not sure, man, please send us a PM, a question. We'll be more than happy to love to do a podcast. I know we don't do a ton of podcasts, and we try to bring up the pins that are coming. I've always believed in quality versus quantity. You know, if there's something you want us to change, you want to hear Rita talk more, me talk less, you want more duties on there.
Of course, honey.
So there's a lot of great stuff coming in May. The summer months are coming up, so plan for them. It's going to be hot in Florida and humid. That's just what it is.
It already is.
But there's places to pin trade. You can pin trade on the monorail from resort to resort. I love resort hopping. We've done that all day. Go from the Grand Floridian to the Contemporary.
Polynesian to the Contemporary.
It's been a whole day.
And then once we got to the Contemporary, we took the boat from the Contemporary over to Fort Wilderness. And then had brunch. Oh my God, that was so good.
Yeah, and we pin traded out there with horses. I mean, my gosh. We spent a whole day. Honestly,
we didn't even go to the park. I think we just went resort. Just one day we just decided we're just going to do resorts today.
I never knew there was a buffet, a country buffet. Less than $10 a person, all-you-can-eat country buffet out there. I had no clue.
And it was brunch, so you could get breakfast or lunch.
Yes.
It was wonderful.
I mean, pin traded out there. It was beautiful. We could have walked back the trail, but we didn't. It's a long walk, but we got to ride the boats. Like from boat to boat, resort to resort.
And you know, another thing that we like to do, and people always ask us, but when we're at Hollywood, or let's start out, if we're at Epcot and we want to go over to Hollywood, we take the walk around the boardwalk. Well, don't forget, when you're walking around the boardwalk, you have the hotels down there.
Yes.
You have the Swan and Dolphin. You have the, what's that beach resort?
Like, I can't think of the name of it. Four or five of them there.
I mean, but you have like five different hotels
gift
there.
Shops.
Not only that, but you have the gift shops. You have the ESPN restaurant.
Where they park the cars, the valet. They have pins there.
Yep.
Yes. And it's funny because one time we took the boats. We didn't know about it years ago. We took a boat. We stopped off here to drop off people, to stop off at the
stops up at every resort.
And we finally made it to Hollywood Studios, right?
Right. Like, but 45 minutes later.
Yeah. We actually found out you could walk from Epcot all the way to Hollywood Studios.
Faster than the boat got you there.
We just walked it. We didn't stop. We were just curious. And we beat the boat by a long shot. Just
right.
Walking casual, enjoying the pretty day.
Right.
But we found out with all the pins that are at all those other places, it's not just the parks. It's not just downtown Disney.
No.
There's resorts. There's the boardwalks, like we
right.
said. There are so many avenues to pin trade. A pin book hidden in a desk drawer. A pin plushie with a lanyard. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you how many of those we found with the bear, Duffy the bear. Gift stores. Oh, gosh. Kiosks with people standing with pins.
And a lot of times, like, if you're just walking around and you know, like the credit card, what do you call that? The Chase Bank credit card thing. They normally have pins. A lot of times they won't wear them. But if you walk up to them and ask, hey, do you have any pins today? You'd be surprised. They'll pull 3 and 4 lanyards out of their drawer.
Yes.
And that's just like at China.
Oh, my God.
Or
at
not
Epcot.
China, Japan.
Yeah.
You know, they can't wear the lanyards. Which the last time we were in there is kind of funny. We seen some people with lanyards.
I think they're changing.
But they can't wear lanyards because of their outfits. You know, because they have to wear the Japanese clothing. But if you ask each register for pens, they'll pull 4, 5, 6 lanyards out of the drawer and just lay them on the counter and say, here you go, pick what you want.
Oh, and they pull out the other cast members' pins.
Yeah.
They're not shy. They dump them out on you.
Yeah.
And
it's not like they just pull out, oh, here's my lanyard.
Yeah, no,
it's all of them.
Yeah, so if you don't see someone, if you see someone pushing a cart, you see somebody sweeping, you just see someone standing there looking like security, even like the
management.
The cast members that do the monorail. Did you know you can walk up with them? They got little trader cards.
Our kids get them all the time.
Yes.
And the ferry boat, too.
Yes. There's all kind of stuff that you can get for free that the kids will love. But just those things we talked about can lead you to pin trade everywhere.
Right.
And once again, it's just a matter of walking up or looking or smiling or, you know, just doing something that will do it for you to get that pin.
Right.
Now, you won't get it every time. I'm not saying you're not. Like, you know, we've gone down there and found 2 pins, you know, and I found the first time that happened to us, we were kind of bummed. And I hear it come back to us.
Right.
Mark, we haven't found nothing all day. And you know what I tell them now? When's the last time did you ever try to complete the boat set or the lanyard set? Did you ever finish those generic ones? Well, no.
Well, they're not generic.
Well,
they're the hidden Mickey ones.
You just see them every day.
Right.
The hidden, you see them all the time. But how many times do people pass those up?
Right.
And they go, well, why? Remember, it's a sense of completion. When you complete something, don't you feel good?
Of course.
So go complete that 3 pin set, that 4 everyday pin set, which
right.
gets you back that fire to go
get
like
it. Yeah, like the, what is it, the birds?
Yes.
I never have like one left.
Never collected them. Just walk right
and
past
just decided one time, oh, we're going to collect them. We have nothing else to collect.
Yeah.
We've seen like every one of them one weekend.
Yeah. And we wouldn't really get, the fire wasn't on for getting our pins. But
we started collecting the hidden Mickeys.
Yeah, a little fire in my shoe. I was like,
yeah.
And I'd go, hey, look, I found another bird. You're like, oh, I found this. I found a boat. Found a lanyard. And then it starts racking up. Think of all these pins that we've never collected. Now we have all the sets.
Yeah.
You know, I've got, one of the days we need to do our office.
We need to do it, a YouTube on our office.
I know on our YouTube, you see me sit in front of the camera and you see the pins behind me, but you know.
You only see one section of pins behind Mark's computer.
But those little things of the sense of completion to finish something,
right,
always makes you feel good. And then when you're feeling good, what do you always find?
You always find the pins you want.
Yeah, it's like I say, karma. I give away a bunch and I get that one. I finish something and it makes you feel to keep going, going, going. Man, I'm telling you, I get fired up just talking about Ben Trading because I want to go. In fact, I want to go right now. I wish we lived right there. I'd just get in the car and stop this podcast and go. Got like another 2 hours before it closes.
So anyway, hope that helps with answering, excuse me, some of the questions that we get, or at least one of the questions that we get quite frequently. Don't forget, you can always PM us on Facebook if you have any questions, or, you know, if you have a particular question that you want us to answer for you in the next podcast. You know, we'll be glad to do that for you. Or if we can't, if we don't know the answer, we have tons of friends that are cast members. We'll find the answer for you one way or another.
And we do. We try to keep the podcast so when I carry my recorder that we listen to the friends that we meet, so you can hear them pin trading, what they found. We try to post the pictures on the website so you can see the friends that we met, who they were.
We're doing more YouTube videos here lately too, so you know, definitely go subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Yeah, leave comments if you liked it, didn't like it. It helps us know what, you know, what's out there.
If you think I should change something when I do my duties or when Mark, you know, does his reviews on pins. Just something. Just let us know.
Maybe the music in the background you didn't like. Let us know. And that's what we want it to be about. But get out there. Listen to other podcasts. Get on the internet. Find directions. Meet people. But I hope when you're out pin trading, those few things will make you feel better to, you know, initiate pin trading with a total stranger. Make it a cast member's day. Just breaking that ice. So, I guess we need to close it down.
Yep.
Hopefully this weekend we'll get down there, find where that magnet is.
Yes.
Get it on Facebook. Please always go to Facebook. You guys can post pictures. You guys, you know, are empowered to put things on their comments. Please take advantage of it. You're empowered on the YouTube to leave comments back. The Instagram, we have friends that's leaving pictures. So that's what we want it to be, a networking to really help everybody penetrate. And a few other items that, you know, we throw on there.
Of course, the duties.
Yes, like always. But like I always say, and I'm not going to go through this again, I have it every time, but may the pins be with you.
It's all about the duties.
I don't know why we stress this out for us. You just can't go with the pins?
Okay, it's the pins.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's the duties.
Oh, bye-bye.
Bye. This podcast is copyright 2018. You can find more information on this podcast at letsgopintrading.com or our Facebook community page, Let's Go Pin Trading. There you can see photos, reviews, and friends we have traded with. If you have enjoyed our podcast, please tell a friend to listen, and you can show your support by going to Disney and pin trading. Tell them we sent you. Let's Go Pin Trading is not affiliated with Disney copyright, trademark, or credits on any other companies mentioned in this podcast. We are just fans of Disney pin trading. Until we meet you at the parks, may you find that special pin you are looking for to keep your lanyards full.